Thanks for tuning in to our weekly conversation. I'm here with Alex Boone, who you have to be excited after your Giants just won Game 7 going to the World Series now.
Can't wait. You know, it's going to be a great game. I'm excited. My wife's a Tigers fan. I'm a Giants fan. It's going to be perfect in our house. I love it.
Yeah, trouble in the Boone household. But you're not an Indians fan, though, huh?
A little bit. You know, I used to be growing up. But, you know, now that I'm out here, I'm a huge Buster Posey fan. I love him. I think he's awesome. He looks like he's 12. He hits like he's 30. I just love the guy.
All right, well, now we'll turn our attention to some football talk with Pro Football Focus's top-rated guard. And, you know, I want to remind everybody that Pro Bowl voting has started, so hopefully you can cast your ballots for Alex Boone. And after what you guys did against the Seahawks, the offensive line in general probably deserves a lot of votes, over 175 yards rushing that you guys had.
Yeah, I think it was a great game. You know, they were a great defense, and we knew that going in the game. We knew they were number one rushing defense in the league, and everything that they brought to the table was physicality, and they just loved to just grind it like we did, and I thought it was a great game overall. And you know, I know that I kind of said after the game they gave up a little bit. I didn't mean that in a disrespectful way. You know, they're a great team. I have a lot of respect for them. They're in our conference. The players they have on their team are just, you know, they're dynamic. They're awesome players. So, you know, I didn't mean that in a disrespectful way, but I thought we took advantage of just being more physical that day.
Yeah, and Coach Harbaugh said that the guard play was excellent, and he said he'd never seen a team run between the guards better than you guys did on Thursday night. Talk about what you guys were able to do specifically in the middle of the line, and what did you guys see that maybe you were able to exploit or things that you guys just did well on your end?
I mean, I think the basics of that game was just, you know, what does Frank do best? And that's hitting the A gap and then going to the B gap. And that's what Frank loves. So, you know, we started out a little shaky, started getting in the rhythm, and then all of a sudden we just hit it. And that was the one thing that we loved about it was we came in at halftime and said, hey, you know, we're going to go back to our roots. We're going to do what we've been doing this whole game. We're just going to pound the rock, and we're going to have fun with it. And it's one of those games where you know it's going to be physical going in, and you just have to bring everything you got, especially a Thursday night game after a tough loss. You know, we had to muster up a lot of energy for that game, and I thought we did a great job.
Yeah, are you almost surprised yourself how well the transition has gone for you from tackle to guard? Because it's only week 7, and you and Mikey Potty and the whole offensive line seems like you guys are really starting to gel.
Yeah, you know, I think in the beginning, you know, I told LeCharles when we were back in Cleveland, I said, you know, if I can play tackle, I could easily play guard. You know, I was just messing with them. But, you know, the transition, it's just a lot more concentrating at the spot. You know, tackle, it's more second nature to me. I understand the spot. So when I'm in there at guard, it's more what do I have to do on this play? You know, every play I'm thinking about something, what I need to work on, what I got to do. So a lot more focusing in on how to be a good guard. It, you know, at first it was different. You know, oh, my God, I'm surrounded by guys, you know, and I don't really like this. But as we started to gel, I really love the way it came about. And I think, you know, as an offensive line this year, we've had a great year so far. There's things we can improve on, as always, but so far we've done a good job.
What's your relationship like with Jonathan Goodwin? I think it's kind of, as he put it, maybe a little bit of an older brother, younger brother sort of relationship.
You know, I think with John and I, we started out a little rocky. You know, we were kind of like, hey, what's up, you know, and he's more of a quiet guy, but you know, now that I've played the guard spot, I think we've really become brothers. And, you know, we joke around all the time. We have, you know, inside jokes and stuff like that. So I love playing next to him. He's one of the smartest centers I've been around, understands the game to another level. I have loads of respect for him. You know, he's been playing a long time in the league. And for a guy like him to play as well as he is at that age, you have to have respect for him. But being out there with him is fun, and it's just, you know, it's another world.
Yeah, and Arizona's a team that you guys know well. You got them on Monday Night Football. What do you see from their front line?
A lot of great players. You know, Calais Campbell, big guy, very big guy. He just got paid, and he deserved it. He was a great player. You know, Dan Williams in the middle, strong player. You know, but I think the guy that really stands out on their line, as always, would be Darnell Dockett. You know, explosive, quick, played against him last year. Tons of respect for him. I think he's a great player. I think it's going to be a good game for this offensive line. I think we're going to really kind of be like last week. It's going to be a grudge match, and it's going to be one of those physical games, and we don't really like each other that much, and you know, the history of us. So, you know, it's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, Harbaugh said the divisional games count for a game and a half, too. You guys have a one-game lead in the division. Mm-hmm. Play Arizona this week, then you got the bye, and then you got the St. Louis Rams. Talk about this stretch and how important that is for you guys at this point in time.
Huge. Conference games are always big. You want to win every game, but you have to win your conference game. There's no doubt about that. If you want to get to the playoffs and you want to be a great team, you have to win your conference games. These are the games that match and matter, and sometimes it's weird because you'll see something like, oh, you know, this team isn't doing so well. When you go to play them, you're in conference, so they're bringing everything they got. They know it, you know it. So you know, this is a good team. They started out 4-0, tough. They've had a little rocky road, but you know, I think when we go in there, it's going to be a tough physical game. I'm looking forward to it. Monday night under the lights, just like high school all over again. A lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys go from NFL Network to ESPN. You guys like the lights, the primetime spotlight?
I think it's fun. You know, it is what it is. They schedule us however they do, and you know, we could play on a Wednesday night if they wanted us to. So, but I think it is fun to be exposed like that and have people see you and the exposure you get from it, and just, you know, knowing this is a primetime game, it gets everybody fired up. They're going to be fired up. That's the kind of game you want to go into, knowing that both teams are evenly matched and both, you know, hyped up the same way.
And finally, who you like in the World Series?
Dude, come on. You got to ask me that? I'm a huge, huge Giants fan. My wife is – I'm not kidding you. We went to the Tigers training camp this offseason to watch them practice and stuff. So she's all fired up about it. I'm fired up about the Giants. I think they're going to kill them. I can't wait.
How many games? Going to be a sweep? 4 or 5 games?
You know, Verlander scares me a little bit. You know, he's 7-0. He's doing a great job. And you know, I think it's going to be tough, so I don't know how the first game's going to go. But after that, it's going to be a clean sweep. I'm just saying. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Go Giants.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.